Hi, welcome to another song title challenge. The question is, climbers, how would you write this one? In this show, climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles, as many as you'd like, to info@daredevilproduction.com. info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. And then please put song title challenge or STC in the subject line so that it gets into the right folder. If you don't, it won't. I store those up, and then when it's time for us to do a song title challenge, I pop it live on the recording here to Brent, and we spend the next 20 minutes trying to mimic what either happens at the beginning of a pro write or should already be done by the time you bring an idea in to that write, and cook up five or six different conceptual ideas to writing that title. Sometimes the most obvious one is the right one. That's the low-hanging fruit, but a lot of times it's not. A lot of times, if you just spend 20 minutes, you know, digging a little bit deeper and being a little bit more creative just on the conceptual part of it, all of a sudden you get to the spot where the song's going to write itself because it's so clever and it's so different, the approach that you took to it. Mm-hmm. Just imagine a mundane song title like The Dance, okay, and then the concept behind it is like, oh, and now all of a sudden the dance becomes iconic, timeless, and yeah, special. That's what this is about. It's a fun creative exercise. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form, so you can use all of what we say, use none of what we say. We just have one requirement, and that is that you invite us to the number one party, right?
Amen, brother.
You got anything else you want to add to that?
No, it would just be putting off the inevitable. It's time to dive into this, I guess.
All right. So this comes from Dennis DeVilbiss.
Hey, Dennis.
So this is like a long ass title, and I'm going to shorten it. Okay.
Okay.
Because it feels just too long. But to honor Dennis, I want to say The original title was, is this, I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just think we say miss you for a while.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still writing this down. So I have it in front of me. I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is that ain't a title. That's a sentence. That's an essay.
It's an essay. And you know what? Even one other just quick idea, just to throw it out there to see, I'll let you choose, Brent. But what if it was just for a while?
Yeah, that definitely opens it up. I'm going to try and go with miss you for a while or something that would incorporate. I think I'll just sit here and I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. See how much we can play with that and have that be where it lands. But as far as like titling it, miss you for a while. Or for a while, but still, let's aim for miss you for a while as far as, you know, where we end up landing. You know, there's a song on the current Old Dominion record called I Want to Live in a House with You Forever. And that's the name of the title. Or that's the name of the song. I Want to Live in a House with You Forever. I saw that. I was like, that's pretty long. So it was unusual. So this is even longer than that. And that caught my attention. It's a really long title. All right. So thanks for sending that in, Dennis. I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. So I like to try and let the title write the song. And in this case, this phrase, you know, what clues are in this for what this song is about. So I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. So we have thinking, I was thinking about this, here, where is here, and who is you, right? And how long is a while? So we have these things that we can build off of, all right? We have these building blocks. So one thing, you know, I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while, but yet I didn't, right? I was thinking this, yet something else happened. Here I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while, but you showed up, right?
Right.
You know, I was
or somebody else did.
Or somebody else did, right? Then I met her when I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. Huh. I met her. How cool is that? The boys showed up and the ball game was on. We had a good time. And here I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. End up down in a bunch of, you know, nachos and you know, 12 ounces and had a good time. And here I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you a while.
So I remember, because I tell this story when I try to talk about the importance of consistency in digital marketing, right? Uh-huh. And I tell like a real story about my roommate and I when I lived in California, my boy Brian, I grew up with him. We both, he got me into 24, that TV show 24, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this is before Tebow. And you're just like, I mean, the first season, we're just floored by it. And then I get like part of the way through the second season. And it's, I think it was like every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, you know, that's like, it was appointment television, right? You didn't want to miss it.
Right.
And then I got into this like neuro-linguistic class that I took for like 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And of course it was on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. So now I'm going to forsake it. And I, you know, I had a little bit of anxiety about that because I was really into that show. And then I said, you know what happened? Like after the class was done? Yeah, nothing. I was fine. You know, so I thought I was going to miss it. And it turns out I didn't miss it at all. You know,
yeah.
So something along that line, like I just thought I was going to sit here and miss you for a while. And then I didn't.
Right. Well, I started
thinking about all the things that I don't need, you know?
Yeah. Like how easy it is to break that streak. And then it's like, oh, that didn't really affect me. And I don't really miss it at all either. Yeah. That's interesting. So I was thinking I also think about playing off the thinking, like, you know, I was thinking, you know, we'd do this. I was thinking we'd get married and live happily ever after. I was thinking we'd go to the beach and blah, 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 blah. But you know, ever since you left, I've been thinking I'll just sit here and miss you for a while. Mm. Could be that kind of thing, which messes with the title. You know, now it's more I'm thinking now, because I was thinking, putting in past tense, that means something. I was thinking. I would just sit here and miss you for a while. So that's a lot. That's really specific. But I was thinking, like, you know, Jim thinks he'll go, you know, he'll go in the army, and Bobby thinks he's going to, you know, he's about to go to work, and Jack's thinking he's, you know, about to just go get drunk as Cooter Brown and go hit on that girl over in the corner. And me, I'm just thinking I'm going to sit here for a while and miss you. Or sit here and miss you for a while. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be that kind of thing of, you know, all these people are doing this other stuff, what their plans are, my plan. I just think I'm going to sit here and miss you for a while. Could be almost a, you could almost do it in a, to try and make it a little more commercial. I think I'll just stay here and drink, you know, that Haggard song.
Yeah.
Which is a really honky tonking kind of thing, but that's not about, you know, that's a drinking song. This is just a sitting and missing somebody song. You know, is there a way that feels more poignant?
What about, what about if it's a positive thing, right? I caught you doing this. I caught you doing that. I caught this. I caught that. So I just figured I'd be better to miss for a while.
I'm sitting here and miss you for a while. That's funny. Yeah. I'm going to inject some separation into our relationship. I'm breaking up with you.
And we need a good cheating song. We haven't had a good cheating song in a while.
And this would be like the other person's cheating, right? Like you caught them and you're dumping them. So I'll be fine. But I just, you know, you were thinking, is giving me trouble. But like, yeah, you were thinking I wouldn't find out. You were thinking she was hot. You were thinking I wouldn't know. You were thinking you could get that. And for some reason, this has come out of a female point of view. You were thinking that, you know, $20 for, you know, or whatever, $50 for a hotel room for the night is a heck of a deal and all this stuff. Well, you know, I'm just thinking I'll sit here and miss you for a while. I think it's time you go think about what you've done, or, you know, but I think I'll just miss you for a while and then I won't miss you anymore. Right. Yeah. I'll miss you for a while, not forever. Just for a while.
What about if I don't miss you for a while, then I promise I'm not going to miss?
Yeah.
Something like that. Like if I don't miss you for a while and have a couple of cocktails here, then I'm going to shoot you. You
know? If I don't miss you for a while.
And I don't miss. And I never miss, you know?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Let's say I'll miss you for a while. But then I'm going to work on my aim. Then I'm really going to aim. Then I might not miss you anymore. So I'm just going to sit right here and miss you for a while. So, you know, is it that thing of, you know, you're the only sad person at the party, you know, of, you know, they're thinking they're going to do this and they're thinking all this stuff, these people around the party. And then, you know, I was just thinking I was going to sit here and miss you for a little while. You know, there's that song, Sawyer Brown covered it. This night won't last forever. You know, about these people that are in love at this party and he's just kind of down, you know, but I know this night won't last forever. I'll move on. I'll be over it. I wonder if it's that kind of thing. I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. Boy, it's so like the challenge on this is it, like, if you brought this, Dennis, if you brought this into a co-write, one, I would say, how can we make this positive? You know, how can we shorten the course, open it up, or shorten the title, open it up more? You know, who wants to hear this? It feels so negative that how do you make this into a hit? Because that's really what I want to do is I want to try and write a hit. And there can be sad songs that are hits for sure, but the math doesn't lend itself to that. You know, those are the exception, not the rule. Like, this would be a really challenging one to write, to go and write something that people want to hear a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's really challenging on this one. And I haven't cracked that code yet. You know, okay, so if we just stuck it in a tempo, what if we did bluegrass, rolling banjo, and Mando hitting that chunk, 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 chunk? I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. Like, if you do it in such a happy way that it doesn't feel sad. Now, what's he going to do when he misses her for a while? And then I'm going to, you may have to get away with some of this in bluegrass, you know, but then I'm going to drink and I'm going to get drunk and I'm going to fall down. And then I'm going to forget about you till the morning. If you do it like in a fun way, not a, I'm going to drink myself blackout.
Right.
Or I'm going to, you know, I'm curious about, I would miss you for a while and then what? Right. I'm going to miss you for a while and then I won't. And then I'm going to go ask that girl out and then I'm going to move on. You know, is there that thing of like, yeah, I'm going to look my wounds for a while and then get over it and move on.
What if he is over it? What if, cause you said it was in the past tense, right?
Yeah.
Like it was, I was thinking.
Right.
That I just sit here and miss you for a while. And so,
I did half of that. I sat here.
And then I'm done.
Yeah, I did half
of
that.
And now I'm done.
Here.
Look at her.
Yeah. And then I didn't miss you. I mean, yeah, if there could be that thing of it could be the you know, flipping the double birds and the forget you kind of thing about it. I was thinking I'd sit here and miss you for a while. Turns out I didn't miss you at all.
Yeah.
Bartender. You know?
Oh, how about this? This is a little heavier, but what if it's like the perspective between mourning somebody you lost and like to death, you know, and then instead celebrating their life, you know? So it's like, I was just thinking I'd sit here and miss you for a while. And then I remembered like all these amazing things you did.
We started telling stories. And that's the thing about, you know, when the family gets together after the funeral and you start telling stories about that person and funny stories and sweet stories, and it's bittersweet. You are celebrating them, but you're not just missing them. There are other things there too. You're celebrating. And so maybe, I was thinking I would just sit here miss you for a while. And then so-and-so came up and we started talking about you and we told these stories and about how you did this or you did that. And, you know, then we're laughing and, you know, and crying and raising a toast and all this stuff that, man, what a life well lived. And here I was thinking, I'd just sit and miss you for a while. You know, what a celebration.
Yeah. What
like,
a great,
you wouldn't have wanted us to do that anyway.
I like that. I like that one a
cool,
lot.
Johnny. Yeah. I think that's cool. Cause it's so true. And like, I want to sit and just be depressed and wallow in it, which is part of the mourning process.
Because where's here would be like at the wake.
It's like we're going to get together and, you know, yeah, at the wake and celebrate his life. And I just really just want to sit and mope, but, you know, too many good stories.
I just thought I'd sit here and miss you for a while. And then Bob came up and reminded me that you didn't miss me when you swung that, such and such a time and you broke my leg. And,
him with the empty beer can from, you know, the other side of the house.
You didn't miss me when you promised me you're going to jump the bike over me and, and all my friends. You missed my friends, but you didn't miss me. You know, like you go through all these like little kid things. You know, it's all about kind of losing somebody, but you're just laughing. It's just super fun and lighthearted. And at the same time, kind of sad, but that could be that's a good one right there.
That's cool because it does bring it positive. It's so super specific. Like, how do you tell these stories in a way that are universal enough that another artist may go, I want to sing that. You know, that's a whole different challenge.
Yeah.
But there's also the thing of, I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while, but it turns out I missed you forever, you know, which I don't know, but I think I'll miss you. Now I'm thinking I'll miss you forever. You know, I was thinking I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. Now I'm thinking I'll miss you forever. Like, the more I reflect on it, you're leaving and stuff. It's like, oh man, I'm never quite getting over this, which is more of a negative thing, which doesn't, mm-hmm. I like to play off thinking and for a while and forever. I like to play on that, but just ultimately emotionally, I'm like, oh boy, that's what a downer that is. So I like the kind of the wake thing, and I like the, I was thinking I would sit here and miss you for a while, but I didn't. Maybe I didn't sit here, and maybe I didn't miss you. You know, maybe I didn't even get to sit down. You know, I was going to come to this bar and sit and whatever, but as soon as I walked in, there's Johnny, and they're, you know, going, dude, where you been? You know, and then the my jam was playing, and the band was hot, and this other girl was hot, and here I was thinking I was going to miss you for a while. Nope. You know?
Yeah, I like that. Maybe that's a sort of a manifesto to help somebody get through a relationship.
Yeah, you know, and so I mean? And
like, you know, so you're not going to disparage the person. It's like, it's kind of like a, hey, it didn't work out, or she had to leave to go to school, or leave to go to a job or something, and now you're not going to be there. Yeah, or it could be
like you dumped me.
Yeah, you broke up with me.
You broke up with me. So, you know, here I was thinking I was going to, and so when you hit that title, it's used ironically. Like, if you just do it once at the end of the course, and you're like, and I was thinking I was going to, I'd just sit here and miss you for a while. You know, when you mean it ironically, going, obviously I didn't.
Yeah, right.
Then I think you could, you know, oh yeah. Or they reminded me of what an a-hole you were, or how bad you really treated me. Oh yeah. Yeah. And I was thinking I'd sit here and miss you for a while. Nope.
There you go. No. But no.
And so what you see here is we're trying to, like, where can we do the unexpected? The obvious thing is, oh, you're gone. I miss you. And I'm going to sit here and wallow in my grief and my pain.
Mm-hmm. Crying.
Okay. I'm going to cry in my beer, or wherever we are, at the cemetery or at the bus stop or wherever, you know. Okay. But how interesting is that? And how much are people going to hear that again and again? Like, they're not be like, pull that one out to party, Dennis. Pull out the one where you're crying in your beer. I want to hear that. Woo! At the party, right? Probably not.
But if it's the
ironic one, then people may want to hear more. Yes.
What about that? Okay, so on that same note, right? Like, all my friends were reminding me, like, how bad you treated me or whatever. And it's like, you know, you missed this. You missed my birthday. You missed Valentine's Day. You missed... this, you missed that, and it's so I just thought I was going to sit here and miss you for a while, and it turns out you did all the missing for both of us.
Yeah, and I missed that. I'm missing you. I probably missed it. Missed that part.
You did enough missing for the both of us. So
yeah,
I'm over it. Yeah,
that is good. So that's a toughie.
I think we got some good looks at it.
I think we got some. Nothing. Darn you, Dennis. No, yep. Thank you for sending that in, for real, though. Thanks, everyone who sent one in. We can't do the show if you don't send it in. I'm not using my own titles. That kind of defeats the whole purpose.
No, that's right, because then you've already thought about them.
Then yeah. I've already thought about them. Exactly. It breaks the whole thing.
You've already done this whole thing. Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of another song title challenge. Send your titles in, as many as you want, to info@daredevilproduction.com and put STC, or song title challenge, in the subject line. This podcast exists because we want you to win, so keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.